Andrew Gale finished with a draw, petered out with a bad light. 96 overs we worked out were lost in that game. That's basically a day out of the game. Without that, Yorkshire were well in command of that game.
Yeah, I've been saying for weeks it's very hard to win games of cricket in 3 days. You know, we have done a couple of times, but to do it consistently is really, really hard work. And we're in an excellent position there. If there's another day in the game there, which there should have been, we're in a fantastic position to go on and win that game. And
possibly even another 2 hours.
Yeah, even another 2 hours. You know, the light there has played a massive part. Even if we wouldn't have lost the time for the light there, we're still back to solve to win the game.
As captain, it's hard, isn't it? Because you basically are having to rotate your bowlers, put the slower bowlers on because the bad light is threatening to take you off. Had to do that last night, had to do that today.
Yeah, like you say, last night, you're just dodging the light. And, you know, we bowled about 6 or 7 overs of spin and mags there last night, and the ball was getting soft. And, you know, it's not ideal. We know that the new ball at Headingley, the first 30 overs is key with the hardness of the ball. And we probably wasted 6 or 7 overs of that just because we wanted to get some cricket in. And it's disappointing, but I'm proud of the way the lads have played throughout the game. It's becoming a regular occurrence now that we're dominating games, we're being more ruthless, we're driving games forward, and if we continue to play in that manner, we will win games of cricket throughout the season.
That passage of play when you had Northampton at 45 for 5 in the first innings, that's the best I think I've seen with a new ball this season.
Yeah, Steve Patterson and Ryan Sidebottom and Mitchell Stark have been outstanding in this game for us. And you know, you would say 45 for 5, can you bowl them out a bit cheaper than 250? But I think it was a good pitch. You know, we just bowled really well, and par score 330, 340, I thought. And, you know, to bowl them out under that is still, for 250, is a really good effort.
I described the pitch on day one as it was two new balls that did the damage, wasn't it? The new ball at the start of the day, and then the second new ball finished them off.
The new ball at Headingley is always key, like I said before. The first 30 overs, we know when we're batting, if we can get through the first 30 overs without much damage, we've done well. And it's the same with the ball. You want to really take wickets in that first 30 overs, and we did in the first innings.
And with the bat, Joe Root was fantastic.
Yeah, he's been in great form all season. Without getting 100 before this game, you know, he got 100 for the Lions. He's been in good touch, and you know, he's growing in stature now, and he's turned into a really good player for us.
And Johnny Bairstow was 68. He proved what he can do with the bat, and the third test awaits him, I should imagine.
Yeah, I mean, to come back under the cloud, I guess, that the media have put him under, and respond like he did, is, you know, as a true professional, really, it shows how mentally strong the lad is. And he was unscathed by what were thrown at him in this match, and, you know, I'm got no doubts that he's going to be a great performer for England.
Unfair criticism from the media?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the lad's had 2 knocks. He's played against the fastest bowler in the world and faced a new ball twice. And, you know, I've never seen him struggle with a short ball, and everyone just jumped on the wagon, really, I think. Just hope he gets some runs in the next match and proves them all wrong.
Disappointment today, but you look at the table, Yorkshire got a game in hand on all the rivals and firmly in second place, so, yeah, decent start to the season.
Yeah, we're still unbeaten. We would have liked to win maybe another game, but, you know, we're sat in a good position. You know, if we can get something out of next week's game as well and go into the 2020s in the top two, then we'd have taken that at the start of the season.
Same opposition tomorrow, but different format, CB40. How are you tackling that?
Yeah, I mean, we've lost 2 games so far in it, which isn't ideal because it's very tight with one team going up. But Warwickshire lost the other night, which opens it up. And if someone can beat Sussex, then we've got to continue to go on our winning streak.
The format in the CB40, it's not conducive to keeping teams involved throughout the season, is it? With just one team going through?
No, it's a bizarre format, really, because if you lose 2 or 3 games, suddenly you're out of the competition. It'd be nice if there were a quarter final and semi, but that's the way it is, and we have to deal with that, and now we have to go on a winning streak.